This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is commencement weekend at a lot of colleges and universities, including at historically black Morehouse College in Atlanta. 2 years ago, a guy by the name of Robert F. Smith delivered the commencement address at Morehouse, not in and of itself newsworthy, except that this Robert F. Smith is a billionaire investor and philanthropist. And in the course of his speech, Mr. Smith offered up a $34 million surprise. Marketplace's Samantha Fields checked in with the Morehouse class of 2019.
Robert F. Smith had already been speaking for more than half an hour when he made the surprise announcement.
This is my class, 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Frank Lawrence Jr. was in the audience, and he just remembers thinking,
is this really happening? It was extremely surreal.
Lawrence wasn't even supposed to be in the class of 2019.
I was originally in the class of 2018.
But his junior year, he ended up getting a D in a psychology class.
And because of that, I was held back a year.
At the time, he was pretty upset, but it turned out to be his lucky break. Because if he'd passed that class and graduated when he was supposed to,
I would have had to pay back $65,000 in student loans.
Instead, every penny of those loans that Lawrence and his mom took out to pay for his Morehouse degree was paid off. And that has changed everything.
Over the last 2 years, it's been so significant because I have that space and freedom to take risks. I've made decisions that I wouldn't have thought I would ever make.
Like quitting a job that wasn't quite right and trying to start his own nonprofit. Not having to make student loan payments has also meant Lawrence has been able to save a good chunk of money and start investing.
It was something that I was always interested in, but I knew that I didn't have the capital or the time to invest in investing.
But now he does. He invests about $90 every 2 weeks in the stock market.
I'm able to start that now and then see where it puts me in a year to 5 years from now.
It is still too early to really know how much Robert F. Smith's gift will change things for the Morehouse class of 2019.
It was something that even to this day, I can't like completely process because it's something, you know, people say, I want to win the lottery. But in a way, like I all 400 of my classmates, you know, won the lottery that day.
Jarvis Mays was one of the co-valedictorians of the class. He says getting out of Morehouse debt-free has given him more peace of mind in medical school. He's currently in his second year at the University of Pennsylvania.
I knew that the path that I was on was going to accrue a lot of debt.
More than 40% of medical students start with undergraduate debt.
So to kind of focus on school and not necessarily look at a number and know that that's waiting for me to pay back, I think that was a huge relief that kind of made me go into medical school with a clearer head.
It's also been amazing, Mays says, to see what his friends and classmates who aren't still in school are doing.
A lot of my classmates I talk to now that are working are now in a position to buy homes or invest or even have the opportunity to start to kind of accumulate some sort of wealth.
Things many of them otherwise wouldn't have been in a position to do for years. Elijah Dormius feels so lucky to be part of that Morehouse class of 2019.
Oh, blessed. Blessed, luckily loved. I think it's loved. I think that's the best word.
Dormius and his mom, who raised 9 kids in a low-income housing complex in New York City, took out over $100,000 in loans to pay for Morehouse. Having all of that paid off lifted a huge burden, he says, for him, his mom, and his younger siblings.
Now my brothers can go to college, offer. They can get scholarships, offer. They can do anything they want.
And Dormius is determined to pay it forward and help other students from low-income backgrounds. That is something Robert F. Smith charged the class of 2019 with doing in his graduation speech that day.
And I want my class to look at these alumnus, these beautiful Morehouse brothers, and let's make sure every class has the same opportunity going forward.
2 years later, Smith now meets with his class once a month to talk about how to do that. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.